Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning, the entire crew back together again. It's early March. We've got a lot of football stories out there swirling around. What's real, what's not real. Of course, spring training baseball continues. But Boomer is back. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing a lot better than Al is. Because, Al, if you are sick and you have the flu and you are going to stay here, which I can appreciate your work ethic and everything else, I'm telling you right now, when you get healthy again, I'm going to kick your ass because I do not want to be put
in the... I'm thinking it's the flu.
I feel like I ate something very bad.
But you haven't thrown up and you haven't had any other stomach issues.
Because I'm fighting
it. Do you have aches and pains?
What's the right answer?
I know what the right answer is. No, but if you're going to sit here and tell me and lie to me...
No, my belly hurts because...
But you said you had body pains before.
But I think it's all related to the cramping in the belly area.
Do you have a fever?
No.
Are you sure about this?
Oh, yeah. I had Eddie give me a thermometer before.
Is that true, Eddie? Is he telling the truth about this thermometer?
Temporal thermometer.
He put absolutely. Exogen scanned. Bang.
Yeah, he exogen scanned me.
And he's all right. He has a normal body temp.
Whatever normal for Al is, yes.
What was it?
Like 72?
98.9.
Really? Are you guys?
Yeah, which is within the range.
All right. So this you did actually check.
Oh yeah, temporal thermometer.
All right. That makes me feel a little bit better. Because if you had a true fever, 90, 99, 100, 101, you would be out of here.
It doesn't always mean the flu. I had a fever last week, but it was just a severe cold.
But he's got body aches, man.
But
look at him.
You can't take any of this stuff for granted. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure you keep an eye on yourself. If you start feeling a little bit bad, you know, get out of here and go home.
Right.
You know, it's not because,
got it.
Because you could be affecting us.
Are you a flu shot guy? Do you get a flu shot?
No, not a big flu shot guy.
I'm telling you, this is lining up.
Well, we'll see. Let's hope not. I keep my fingers crossed out because I don't want you to be sick.
Thank you.
Not so much because I don't want you to be sick, because I don't want you to get us sick.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I feel about it, and I'm not ashamed to say that. And I know that other people feel that about me when I'm sick, so I don't feel bad about feeling that way.
You have coworkers you're putting like in harm's way, potentially.
Right. Do you want this to course through the staff?
I do not.
Well, yeah, think about going home, man.
I don't want any coursing.
Yeah, let's no more coursing, and let's just make sure that you're okay. But just pay attention, all right? Pay very close attention.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, the last time I saw you,
yep,
your Knicks were winning basketball games.
Well,
right. But now that we're back, it's amazing what like 5 or 6 days could do.
Yeah,
the Knicks are now in first place in Tankathon.
Sure, they are. And the Suns came back and won a game last night,
awesome.
So that was good for them. And, yeah, they had a really, really embarrassing first half against the Clippers where they almost gave up a franchise record in points and then washed that down with a little loss to the Sacramento Kings last night. They did cover the 12 like I told you they would on FanDuel Sportsbook. So at least I had that right. Came out with an inspired effort. But, yeah, there they are. Worst team in basketball again, going through one of these seasons that hopefully – will not be a forgettable one because it'll produce three, maybe two, but hopefully three impact star players for them in the future.
Hey, look, you know, they and the Rangers are like on parallel paths a little bit. You know, I think both teams are young. Both teams are giving maximum effort for the most part. There's going to be a stinker in there every few times around. But at the end of the day, Phoenix now has won two games in a row. The Knicks are 13-51. Phoenix is 14-51. And the Knicks have, the number one spot right now for Tankathon. So they do play Phoenix on this trip here. So they'll see each other head-to-head, and hopefully they'll enjoy Phoenix nightlife and everything else come out and lose the game. And I don't like talking about losing because I've often said that the players don't want to lose. When they're out on the court or out on the field or out on the ice, they all want to win. They all want to put maximum effort out there. They want to put out a game where, you know, other teams are looking at their tape and just in case there's free agency or trade possibilities. But you want the younger guys to get the experience. And while you're doing that, because of the way these leagues are set up these days, you got to shed as much salary as you possibly can, and you got to get the highest draft pick that you possibly can, especially in this year's draft. And by the way, I have a friend tonight that is going down to Duke.
Oh, yeah.
So Duke plays, I think, Vatek maybe tonight, I think.
Okay.
You might want to check on that. And he was telling me that this is Zion Williamson's last home game.
Wake Forest.
As a Duke Blue Devil. And they're not sure if he's playing or not.
Yeah.
I mean, how fast did that go? Like, the last time he will put on a uniform, if he does put on
a
uniform
game
tonight.
For a home game.
But,
yeah, I mean, you still got an ACC tournament. You've still got the regular tournament.
But not in Cameron. I think he probably made, you know, because he got hurt at Cameron, too. So he probably missed, what, 3 or 4 games in Cameron?
Yeah.
So he played a total of, what, 12 or 11 or 13 games in Cameron? That's it. That's it.
Sure.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden, you're not playing any more games at home in college basketball.
And it's
just
over.
Like that.
And
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's just like that. But, I mean, a lot of people are waiting for him to finish this phase of his career, get back healthy, prove that he's healthy, maybe go through the tournament, impress some more people, and then be the number one overall pick of the draft.
Yeah, so my buddy's going to the game tonight. He's got a son who goes to school there and everything, and he's going, I'm just hoping that I get a chance to see him in person in a Duke uniform in Cameron. That's what, you know, that's why he's going. That's, you know, I mean, obviously to see his son as well, but man, how disappointing would that be if he doesn't play?
Oh, sure. Right. I mean, that's like trying to go see LeBron on whatever team he's on and then it being one of those rest days, or Russell Westbrook and Paul George, and they sit them down for a game or whatever it is in the NBA. This is a little bit different because it's an injury you can prepare yourself for. But yeah, I'd be severely disappointed.
I just wonder if Coach Krzyzewski would want to get him at least a half or something just to get back into it a little bit before their ACC tournament starts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he's got to be 100% healthy. I mean, why would you want to put him out there if you're going to risk anything? So I don't know. He'll be healthy. He'll get back, and then they'll have a tournament run. It's just a matter if they can mesh back together very quickly. So I was thinking about you as we were doing the show yesterday with Jerry, and we were talking some college basketball, local college basketball, and all of a sudden, Paul Dottino, our Giants reporter, calls in. And I'm thinking, oh, well, what's he got to say about the Giants, you know? But no, he wanted to talk about Fairleigh Dickinson basketball. So he got that out there and how well they are playing this year. Then I asked him, I just said, all right, so what's the deal? Giants drafted a quarterback in the first round?
Yes.
And before I could get the words out of my mouth.
They better.
Paul Dottino said, nope. I said, wait, hold on. Paul, wait a second. You're telling me? He goes, not in the first round.
Oh, boy.
I said, you're telling me they're going to pass on Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, all these guys if they're available? He goes, yep. I said, is that because Dave Gettleman doesn't like the quarterbacks this year like he didn't like the quarterbacks last year? And he goes, yes, that's my belief.
And they probably, maybe in his eyes, they see some, you know, defensive player that is a difference maker, because I think at least 22, if not even more than that, are going to be first-round draft choices from the defensive side of the ball. But let me just tell you something. Dwayne Haskins at the combine. All right, you want to talk about a 5-flat 40? I don't really care.
Who cares?
That's not who he is. He is a kid who sits in that pocket and throws the ball effortlessly, and he's highly accurate. And man, he is a mountain of a man.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 6'4", 225 pounds, and he's got shoulders on him, and he's got a lower half on him, a lower body half on him, that will sustain all the hits that they're going to take from standing in the pocket where you're supposed to be standing when you're playing football in the NFL. So he did nothing but enhance my initial thought process about him and the Giants. I know that Kyler Murray showed up at 5'10.5" or whatever, an eighth or whatever, at 207 pounds and 9.5-inch hands. Great, fine. And, you know, if Cliff Kingsbury's in love with him, draft him number one in Arizona and feel like, you know, great. That's good. Now, if you're the Jets and the Giants, start talking about trades. Start talking about trades, because I do believe that the next pick will be Joey Bosa's brother, Nick Bosa. I think San Francisco would take Nick Bosa.
Yeah,
I definitely think that. So that means the Jets are up next. Now, the Jets, interestingly enough, obviously need an edge rusher, so Josh Allen will be there.
Mm-hmm.
They could get a defensive tackle, so either the kid from Clemson or Alabama will be there. But then there's Oakland. And Oakland scares me because I think that Oakland probably would love to have Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
It seems like
they're shopping Derek Carr. You've got the rumors about Antonio Brown potentially going there at the top of that list as far as a trade goes. So they're not going to end up trading their fourth overall pick for Antonio Brown, but maybe a second round pick, whatever it is. So yeah, they're building. I wouldn't be surprised if the new Oakland Raiders looked like a first round quarterback and Antonio Brown on that team and try to turn the page into something different. But I think Paul DeTino said they were going to go offensive and defensive line in the first couple of rounds. That's what the Giants were going to do. And they were not going to go quarterback. He said something like that. Edge rusher, offensive lineman. I was so floored by the thought.
Well, that's Paul DeTino, and maybe.
But he knows. The guy's been around a team.
I understand that. And for the most part, they were pretty much right last year about Saquon Barkley. And to Dave Gettleman's credit and to his validation, Saquon answered all the questions and lived up to all the expectations that Gettleman had for him. I'm just telling you, they got to do something at quarterback, man. They just have to.
Yeah.
I said this a lot. I feel like it's a reoccurring theme, right? They have to.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, we cannot. If they don't draft a quarterback and Eli Manning is just starting and Alex Tanning's his backup and that's that, I mean, we're not going to be able to talk about the Giants. I think I'm not going to be able to talk about it. Al's not going to be able to screen the phone calls. Right. We're just going to have to – we'll just do like a quick Jerry Giants recap.
Right.
What happened in the game. Like they lost again.
All right, so let's say –
offense stinks, and now we move on.
All right, so let's just say you're Washington Redskins right now. Let's say you decide that, okay, you'll trade for Derek Carr or you'll trade for Josh Rosen, assuming that Arizona is going to take Kyler Murray and they got to get rid of Josh Rosen. So that means you have a second-year quarterback who was a first-round draft pick – playing for a team within your division. You have a quarterback in Dak Prescott who I would say is probably, top 70% of the quarterbacks in the league, somewhere around there. And then, of course, you have Carson Wentz coming back. And what do you have? What are you bringing back? What do you have? What is exciting your fans? What is exciting your players?
Well, not at that position. Nothing at that position.
Well, that's my point. So that's, sooner or later, the Giants got to wake up.
Yeah.
I mean, and my God. And if Dwayne Haskins is there, which I don't think he will be at 6, and you don't take him, then they all should be fired, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I just think it's hilarious to me that, like, let's say Dave Gettleman doesn't like the quarterbacks this year now. So now you're telling me, like, what's he waiting for?
Maybe he's waiting
Bart
for
Bart Starr? Like, maybe, what's he waiting for?
Maybe he's waiting for Lawrence from Clemson in 2 years.
Yeah, okay. I mean, how ridiculous
is that?
Maybe
he's waiting for Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, man.
How about that? Maybe you're waiting for that.
So you're going to have another
losing season?
Waste of a season?
Right, and on top of that losing season, most likely.
Oh, God. Dude, so you can get that quarterback in a couple of years? Please.
I mean, I don't know. I saw that kid at the combine. He did nothing to disappoint or anything.
He said leg cramps, by the way. This is why he ran a slow 40.
I don't care.
Leg cramps.
You know what? Tom Brady can't run a 6 foot flat 40 right now.
Those damn
Eli
leg
Manning
cramps.
Can't run a 5 foot flat 40.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You have to play the position. You don't want to play it like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's got to figure his game out.
Sure.
He cannot play the game the way that he played it as a rookie and sustain that level of play, that type of play in the NFL. Eventually, defenses will line up and just absolutely destroy that kid. So he's got to learn how to play the way that Dwayne Haskins already knows how to play.
And also in Giants news, Landon Collins does not look like he's going to get the franchise tag. So DeMarcus Lawrence got his, Jadeveon Clowney got his. So looks like Landon Collins is going to go out there and free agent market it is for him. So that whole clean out the locker story that we had a little while ago seems to be coming to fruition. And it's because the Giants think that $11 million number to tag Landon Collins is too expensive. And then they think that what the long-term deal number would be would also be too expensive in a cap situation that the Giants are in that is not all that friendly. So looks like Landon Collins may be going elsewhere. And a guy who was known as a leader on that defense, very popular player,
Doesn't seem like he's coming back at this point.
I thought, you know, maybe the Jets will sign him in free agency. Who knows? Although they're still waiting on Marcus May if he can make it through a season. You know, my whole thing about the free agent list, there's not a lot of great names on that free agent list.
And if there are, they're tagged. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
Grady Jarrett, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney, all these guys.
Trey Flowers is not tagged yet by the New England Patriots. I don't know if they will tag him or not.
Frank Clark got tagged.
Right. So you have C.J. Mosley, who's a very interesting name for the Baltimore Ravens, who is not tagged. You know, after that, you know, Earl Smith, Tyrann Mathieu. Are there guys that you are willing to commit long-term big dollars to on this list? I haven't really found any. Maybe Anthony Barr. How about him?
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked him. I think he's short of great, but I've always liked him.
And the good thing is that $11 million was added to the salary cap now. And if there were ever a year to be a free agent, this is the year, because you have the Colts, the Jets, the Cleveland Browns.
A lot of cap space.
I mean, the Colts and the Jets are both over $100 million.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that Le'Veon Bell is looking at one of those two teams going, man, somebody's going to overpay for me.
Those are two places that don't have a lock at running back either.
So. I don't know. The Colts, you know, the Colts thing, and I can only go by what, you know, my college roommate Frank Reich has said. And he says, and he continues to say, and I think his GM has said this, Chris Ballard has said this many times about the Colts locker room, character matters. You know, we're going to bring guys in here that we believe fit the mold of what we want an Indianapolis Colt player to be. And I think it's easy to say that when you have a guy like Andrew Luck as your quarterback. Because, you know, he'll lead by example and he'll do everything that, you know, that you want your highest paid player to do. And he will camouflage whatever deficiencies you have. And quite frankly, I think that, you know, Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown don't seem to fit that locker room if that's the mindset.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Whereas the Jets right now, all bets are off. I mean, they could bring in anybody. The coaching staff that they hired, I mean, they're a bunch of, it's like borderline criminal, these guys. and now you've got the free agent class. I wouldn't be surprised if they brought in just about anybody.
Well,
so
they're talking about Tevin Coleman as well as a running back, the Atlanta Falcon running back that is on the block. Think about Tevin Coleman. You know, he has carried the ball a lot over the last 4 years.
Because Devontae Freeman's been hurt.
Right. And both of those guys run like crash test dummies. You know, they want to run people over and they're not afraid. They don't wilt when they're in between the tackles. The question is how long can a player last when they play that way?
Yeah. Oh, getting a running back who's got a couple of years on him, unless it's an all-world type talent, is probably not the right thing to do, as you can find these guys in the later rounds we've talked about many times.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.